We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Hilchos Erevin, Simon Shin Samach Dalad, the halachas of a mover and a foolish, and Osir Karnadal, that's made like a caterpillar. Rabbi Siv Beis, in the bottom of Reish Chavav Meral. It says in Mechaba, Rishus Haradam Atzma, the Rishus Haradam itself, because we're speaking about not a regular mover that we're speaking about that's closed on three sides. We spoke about that which is open on two of the sides. Now we speak about Rishus Haradam itself. In the Teres Ed Belosis, it's not permitted to carry over there only with doors. As a continuum in days, and Bahushaninolas Balila, they're closed during the nighttime. The Yeshem, some say Avabisha in Nolas, even if they're not locked, but it has to be fit to be closed. That if they were submerged in earth, that mean then you can't even close them, then Mefanois, you have to clear away the dirt. Masaknan, you have to fix it, that at least it's fit to be closed. And after you make this remedy of the doors, it's all considered like one quarter, and then all the other alleyways don't need specific remedies. These are the streets in the marketplace that are 16 amas wide, and they go from one gate of the town to the other gate of the town. We call Ella because it previously was Simish and Mehe Sibzain. Ryan Shom look up with the Bissat Chesb test, Yesh Oid Mini Rishas Ram, there's other different types of Rishas Ram. Sibkat and Bob. So Rishas Ram itself is not permitted, Ella with losses only with doors. Mekan on either side. Tadeze, through this, Nasik Chatzah Shal Ram, it becomes like a public Chatzah. Avot Surah Zapesel Amahani, but just a door for him is not effective. Avot Lami Yaseu Mishneitz Tadim, even you make it from both sides. There's place in this real, who there are halachic authorities that hold. The Sagib Delis Mitzad Echad. It's enough of the door on one side. Yishanelis balalab and it's closed at nighttime. The Indra Rishos Ram, because that's not a Rishos Ram anymore. Kibishamene Ram Malab, Mashallah Shab, because it's preventing the public from going from one gate to the other gate. And then the Sagim and Tarashin, and it's enough on the second side, Malacha Yikar, where the side posed or crossed beam. Kamoi Ba'amalik in general, Heche Sheshosh Machit Shalim. It's like when you have three full partitions, as if you have that over here, when you have a door on one side. But the Sharatina is Chesbin, that the rationale of the first opinion, that they hold that specifically where they are full-fledged mechitzas, but when the third mechitzas is only through a dalas, through a door, which is open all day and is closed only at nighttime, then the fourth one would also need a door, that's Taisus. Sivkot and Zayin. So these doors that you have, Vuhu Shinan, that it has to be Shinan Al's Balal, like closed during the night time. Shal Dezeh, through this, Nes Batman Hashem Rishaz Ram, loses from it the name of Rishaz Ram, Shayna Demna Digil Midbar, where it's not similar anymore to the encampment in the Midbar Shay Pesuch Kal Shah, which was open at all times. However, Sivkot and Ches V'yashayim Mechulu, some say, even if it's not closed, it just has to be fit to be closed. Now, in the Hetik of Mechab, Dei Rishon B'Stamah, for the fact that the Mechaber quotes the first opinion anonymously, but Dei Ashniya B'Shem Yesh Emen, he brings the second opinion only as there are those who say, Mashma Salzi, the Daidik of Dei Rishon, that his opinion is like the first opinion. The Sharatzi Nois Tes says, look in Darcha Moshe, here he's not Magi on the words of Mechab, it sounds like that he retracts from this, says the Prima Gaon. What this is referring to is the Dei Rishon 7 brings that the Darcha Moshe disagrees on the Beseisu, that rules like the Riff and the Rush, that you have to have the doors closed. And he's inclined to pass like the Shiz Rambam to permit even when the doors are just fit to be closed. Since the Magen Mishnah and the Torah, they write that the words of the Rambam are primary. Prima Gaon writes, from this that Ramah is not like Yihir and Shulchan Aruch anything at all. It sounds like he retracts from what he writes in Darchei Moshe on the Beis Esim, which they both wrote on the Torah, and then they both wrote here in the Shulchan Aruch. So too in Shin Mem Hei Sib Zayin, the Ramah's Magi, like the Pin of Machaber, that the doors are not closed at night time, it's considered Rishiz Ram. So this is Mishabura further. Now, Vihine, Medivre Shulchan Aruch Muchach, from the word of Shulchan Aruch, it's obvious, the Eim Arv Mishas Rabim, you don't make an Eir for the Shutz Rabim, Kimit losses only with doors. Now, Biyar Shalom, in our city, Sheminigo Eilam, that the custom of the world is Lasakin, like the Tzursa Pesach, to remedy through a door frame, Afshir, the Chabisel, the Chavan Harbi, even though the streets are very wide, Uba Falash Mashal, they go from gate one end of the town to the other end of town, Vigam Pam Rabbis, and also many times, Halach there, Chamelach Tachir, the highway, the king's path goes through the city, Umedina Bishos Ram, Gomer Al Dezen, and from Halacha, it should be considered a full fledged Rishos Ram, Kalelik is a privacy of the Simish and May. Obviously, they're relying on the Yeshayim in Shin Mem He, that the Rishas Ram will have a Elam Kain Shishim Rebbe Baikin by. That's something that called the Rishas Ram, unless there's 600,000 people there. That's not common to have on one road to have that amount, says the Prima Gaon. Be'emes, however, in truth, Habrishim cholkem al Yeshem Anal. Many Rishim disagree on this Yeshem. Kamech Kesav Nishal, like wrote about the Besim Hashem Hei. But can there after Ein Limchas Lacherim? Even though we're not going to protest in others, Hanoigim Lahakal, it serves a pesach that the custom is to lean in through a doorframe. Shekein Nagim Olam. That was always the custom of Pidas. A place where Mechilim is based on the authorities that are lean regarding this. Mekamakom Oiv Koman Nevesh Shachmal Atzmoi. Any a soul person will be stringent for himself. Shalol Taltla, it serves a pesach labad, not to carry if there's only a doorframe. I'm Bi Alacha and Divrei Maschil. The Achar Sha'asla v'chulu. Yeah, Alacha and Divrei Maschil v'hu shenan alas balayla. So the first opinion says that they have to be closed at night on these doors. And if they weren't closed, and for sure just the Tzus HaPesach, if someone carries, it's Chayv HaChatas according to this opinion. Because the Rabbim, they come and walk, they nullify, quote-unquote, these mechitzas of, let's say, the Tzus HaPesach. That's the opinion of the Rif and the Rosh and the Smag and other places that they bring the words Rabbi Yechonah Halacha. The second opinion is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam holds even if there were no doors at all, just the Tzuras HaPesach, you also not Chayav HaChatzos because you pass like a Belazim, that the Rambam don't come and bimbat mechitza. That's what the Rambam right. And even so, but even according to him, you also would have to have a door. The Maschav Achasha Asallah Bechulu. So the Mechaber said, according to the Yeshayimim, that, okay, you have to have doors, and after you make the doors, it's all considered as one chatzer, and the mevayis don't need any remedy. So, and he was mitzayin, and at the end of in sifkat nches to this bihalacha says what you see in this paragraph in this sif that Rishus Ram needs doors according to everyone. According to the first opinion, it has to be closed, and if not, it's forbidden to carry them in the raisa. According to the second opinion, it's enough just that it's fit to be closed. If that's the case, he says difficult and minigo ilum. That for them, it's they're satisfied with a Tzuras HaPesach and the Shus Ram, which is 16 amos wide, and it goes from one end of the gate end of town to the other one. It says to rely on the opinion that according to us we don't really have a Shus Ram is also very difficult, because in truth most Rishonim hold that even us we have a Shus Ram. Look at Mishkan's Yaakov. There's length regarding this, but that's the case. It's very difficult to be semich on this regarding Isra Skila of Chil Shabbos. So what's appropriate is that we rely on the Shitz Rambam, the passing like Rabbi Laza, that we say that Rabbam is not a common being mevatel mechitza. According to him, for Shulman HaTorah, it's not what it says HaPesach, and we don't remain only with Isra Rabbanan, because you also have according to Rabbi Laza without doors, as is obvious in the Rambam. And regarding this, you can rely on the opinion that there's no Shitz Rambam, only be 600,000, and if it's only going to be a Carmelist, and if it's not what it says HaPesach, says, however, it's not so simple, because most places can quote Rabbi Yechonon, that without doors that are closed, it's a Chiv Chatzis. And also, this leniency that no Rishos Ram without 600,000, many Rishonim disagree on this. And therefore, even though we're not going to protest in regarding the veld that Noik to be Mekel, but Amal Nefesh will be Machman from himself, because there is an element of a Chiv Chatzis, and that's written also in the Sefer Yismael. Look over there. Some of the Dirshus. Dirshu number 2. If they made doors without a Tzuras HaPesach, it's Machalik Sechreinim. The Tshuvas Chassam Seva, Pan Meir's, Abnei Nez, they hold that the doors permit even without a Tzuras HaPesach, because since the door is given for a breach, it gives the door the breach a name of an opening, and it closes up the breach, even when it's open. Or the Tshuvas Pinoy Sabayis is Mefakfik in this, and that's also been Chazanish, that doors are not effective to permit a Shazram if there's no door frame. Rather, when the doors are closed, they're effective in the halacha of mechitza, but when they're open, it loses the name of mechitza and then forbidden. The reason for this, he writes, is that the idea of doors is to nullify the idea that the rabbim are breaking through. Now, after this battle that is breaking through, so then it's an effect of the Tzuras HaPesach to permit, but you need the Tzuras HaPesach. And that's how Nosson Adler writes, and he adds on that this also is opinion of the hafla. Issue number 4, regarding a plaza that people gather there for business, the Beheita brings the words of Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, that he writes in Mechadosh Nim the Rashba, that's Halacha like Rosh Hashanah, even if the doors of the country are closed at night. And he explains that this is the fact that the doors close at night to permit Rosh Hashanah, that specifically by Mavayis Mufalashim, which are designated for the people of that Mavay. And not everyone has equal rights regarding that, but by the plaza, that everyone has equal rights, it doesn't help closing the doors to nullify from it the name of Rosh Hashanah. But he wonders that he didn't see anyone in the place that brings this. Tshuva Shel Ziyavitz brings the words of his father that praise the words of Rashba, and he wonders on this, because for sure that if they surround a plaza with full mechitzas B'nei Adam, it nullifies them at the Shemesh as Ram. If that's the case, it's possible that something would be also if they make doors. Dish number five. Regarding a case, if you need to have that the door should be closed all night time, or it's enough that they're closed, let's say, only on Shabbos. And according to the losses HaKadoshes in the Sefer Galiyam, it sounds like that even if they're only closed on Shabbos, it's going to be permitted. However, Rashi Maseches Erevin, you see that you need to have that the door should be closed every single night. And that's how it's written in Zeruah, the Bach, and the Orch Shulchan. Now, according to their opinion, you have to look into if most nights of the week are considered as Kukuli, Rubik Kukuli, and also how long does it have to be closed every single night time. Now, regarding the discussion, if you need to have that the doors should be closed with a key, look and say with Lassa Shara Ear that he writes that you don't need to have that the doors are closed with a key. There's number six. It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that even if HaMelech goes through the city regarding the Minig Olam to Mimisakin with Tzuras HaPesach, something Minig Olam was not like dependent on Ban, that's brought in the Be'alach and Shimim Hesav Zayin, that the paths that go from city to city, you don't need to have that they have 600,000, also according to the opinion of Rashi, because the Derech HaMelech that goes through the city, that's given over to the whole country, and even so, it required 600,000. Dish number seven, I always said that. Dish number eight. The Baal Locha said the Baal Nefesh should be machmer for himself. Pinchas Nish, the Locha, the Hilach Rabbah is not mevat the Mechitza, in a place where it's fencing with Mechitzas, where the Oymid is more than the Parrots, because that's been the most place. Given disagrees in the Baal Locha, the Paskins, that the Hilach Rabbah is mevat the Mechitza. He also writes that also if you made three Mechitzas, that the Oymid of them is more than the Pirtza, that's permitted, and only Tzuras HaPesach gets nullified through the Hilach Rabbah, because it's not considered as a shame, a name of Dal Mechitzas, even according to the Shitz Rambam, and disagrees in the Baal Locha that writes according to Rambam, it's effective Tzuras HaPesach like a shame of Dal Mechitzas. And based on this, he's Miyashav, the Minig Oymid, that they rely on Tzuras HaPesach, they carry on Tzuras Rambam. That's because in general, you have in the city three mechitzas that the oymid is more than the pirtza. And that's how the Chas Nish responded to halacha. It's brought in Shubas Achiezer. We're going to take an Erev in the ear Paris in Paris that there are 600,000. That helps remedy it through Tzuras HaPesach because you have in the city three mechitzas that the oymid is more than the parts. And if that's the case, you don't have the koich of the ram to battle mechitzas. Look at me, halacha, shemim hezeb zayin, demaschal shein. We brought his words in Arichas in great length.